Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Alex.
All right, so we learned yesterday that Letters of Note was started by someone called Sean Usher. And the reason why he started with this was because he loved letters and he began to put photographs of them on his blog.
Right. Now, the reason he put these photographs on his blog is that many of them were written by famous people. So he thought people would be interested to see the letters that famous people wrote. One of them, for example, is from the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II, to President Eisenhower of the United States. And she gave him a recipe on how to make a kind of dessert called drop scones.
So that's actually kind of fun and interesting to see that, you know, when two leaders of the country exchange, things with each other. But not all of them come from famous people. Some of them can be touching letters between friends or family members. So not all of them are from, you know, famous people. It can also be letters between, you know, your friends or families, or letters that other people find that they think are very, very, very important. So even people like us, we can submit letters to him as well. And I think he also wants people to send him letters because, you know, of course he can find them himself, but then he really wishes that people can also send him things too as well.
Right.
And I think he also wants to try to show people that, you know, we can also communicate in different ways. We don't always have to text people. We don't always have to use LINE or WhatsApp. But maybe we should try to write a letter to someone, because it's not that easy to sit down and to write a letter to someone because it's a little bit more personal. You have to put a little bit more emotion into a letter than a text message. Now,
right.
Sean also runs a blog as well, right?
Right. The blog that he puts these interesting or important letters on. He puts them up on his blog. He updates it regularly. He posts updates so people can enjoy them and read them.
So if you're interested in reading letters from famous people or just reading letters in general, you can also check out his blog. But we're going to learn a little bit more about Usher and maybe why he did this. So let's take a look at our article.
Reading.
Touching and emotional letters of note. After spending 4 years working on his blog, Usher decided to take things a step further. He chose a selection of the letters on Letters of Note and made them into a book of the same name. The book was published with the help of the crowdfunding site Unbound. Letters of Note was a big success, allowing Usher to publish 2 more books. One is a second collection of letters, the other, Lists of Note. Included in the first Letters of Note is a scary note written by Jack the Ripper. Jack's writing style and the words he used plainly show the murderer's dark and twisted mind. There is also a touching letter written to U.S. President Nixon by an 8-year-old boy. The writer encourages Nixon to recover from a cold by being good, taking his medicine, and eating vegetables. Letters of Note has been translated into Chinese, and those who love letters will enjoy this amazing collection.
All right, let's continue reading. It says, After spending 4 years working on his blog, Usher decided to take things a step further. Now, here we see a really interesting phrase. We see to take something a step further. Now, this is our pocket phrase go, so let's take a quick break and learn about what it means.
Pocket phrase go!
Gaga, 大家一定都记得我超级杯精彩的表演，本来的安排呢已经很精彩，但是哦， I decided to take my performance one step further and jumped off the stage at the end. OK, 我在表演的最后，我决定让它更加精彩，于是我决定从很高的舞台上跳下来，在场的大家都惊呆了。 take a step 就是迈出一步，所以 take something a step further 多走一步，就是呢要让这个东西更进一步，更加怎么样。比方说呢，我的表演呢要更加精彩，或是呢 I took my outfit a step further and wore those crazy heels. OK, 我穿上惊人的高跟鞋，让我的服装更进一步，更加时尚，更加好看。 Take a step further 就是我的座右铭，永远都要更进一步。你跟得上我吗？
So if you want to take something a step further, means you take an action for it and you kind of just push for this thing to happen. All right.
Right.
Good job, Sean. Good job, Sean.
Right, because he had this blog, people thought it was interesting, but he wanted to take it a step further. So the article says he chose a selection of the letters on letters of note and made them into a book of the same name. And that word selection for...the group of letters that he picked is a group that's been selected, a group that's been chosen. Not all of the letters from Letters of Note are in the book, but he selected some of them to be in the book. And another example of the word selection could be, this CD is a selection of the singer's most popular songs. So not all of them, but some of them have been chosen.
Mm-hmm.Next in the article, it says, the book was published with the help of the crowdfunding site Unbound. Okay, so he decided to make a book about all the years of work he put in. So he created a book. It was published with a crowdfunding site. When you publish something, it means you prepare things and you produce it as a book or a magazine and you sell it to someone. So publish is usually...things that involve, you know, books, magazines, or letters.
Right. And we saw this phrase, with the help of, which is a phrase meaning that someone or something helped with what's being done. In this case, the crowdfunding site Unbound helped the author publish the book. An example might be, I studied for the test with the help of my friend.Who quizzed me on the things in the book. So if you get help from someone or something, you can say that you did it with the help of.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we said that he published his book through a crowdfunding site. Now, site here is just short for the word website, okay? So if you are using Facebook, that is a website. We can also shorten it to site.
Right.
Now, we said it was a crowdfunding site. Now, crowdfunding is when a lot of people you don't know, they donate money to start a project. And usually people, if I'm starting a project and I really want something to happen, or if I have a great product I really want to push out, I might ask for some crowdfunding. It means that I collect money through the internet, through people that I probably don't know, but they support me, they like my idea. And you don't always have to give a lot of money. Sometimes even just maybe 10 NT or 50 NT can help this person with their project. And if they get more people, then there's more money that comes into that as well. So crowdfunding doesn't always have to be a lot of money, but then just a little bit of money is fine as well. It really depends on how much money you want to give towards the project.
Right. And we find out if he got a little bit of money or a lot of money, because the article tells us Letters of Note was a big success, allowing Usher to publish two more books.
So a lot of people like reading letters to other people. And next it says, one is a collection of letters, the other lists of note. Okay, we're going to learn here how to use one, the other, and one, another. So what is the difference between these two phrases? Let's take a look at one, the other. And we can use a sentence to help us understand this better. So there is also a touching letter written to U.S. President Nixon by an 8-year-old boy. Okay, so this is our main sentence. Now, what if I want to use one, the other? Okay, one, the other, we use it when we have a 不定代名词 okay? So we use this with indefinite pronouns, meaning we are not sure who the person is. So, for example, it could be someone, anyone, nobody, somebody, anybody. Say, when the other person is that, we don't know who the person is. For example, in the article, it says, one is a second collection of letters, the other lists of notes. Okay? I can also use another sentence. One is a chocolate cake, the other is a strawberry cake. So that means one is this one and the other is that. Okay? Then we have one another. Okay? We can also say we make chicken a few different ways here. One is fried, another is baked. So these are just the two different ways for you to use this grammar point. So we learned here that he published a collection of letters and he got enough money to make more books as well.
Right. He got enough to publish more collections. And that word collection is a noun and it means a group of objects all of the same type or kind. You might have a collection of small statues from your favorite TV show or a museum might have a collection of old coins. Another example of a collection in this example sentence is Steve is very proud of his collection of rare stamps. So stamp collecting is a thing that maybe not that many people do these days, but it's an older example of collections that people have.
Mm-hmm. Or for girls, maybe you might have a collection of shoes and bags.
Sure.
Means that you like bags and shoes a lot, so you might have a lot of them at the same time. All right, so next let's continue reading. It says, included in the first letters of note is a scary note written by Jack the Ripper. All right, so yes. Wow. For many of you who don't know who Jack the Ripper is, he was a very famous serial killer in London, right?
Right, in the late 1800s. He killed A lot of people.
I don't know how much he killed. But.
And he was never caught. And the article talks about this letter he wrote to the police. Jack's writing style and the words he used plainly show the murderer's dark and twisted mind. And that first vocab word that we heard here was plainly. It's an adverb and it means simply or obviously. The adjective plain can mean obvious. So here, that's what the adverb form is being used to say. Another example could be, there are dark clouds in the sky. It's plainly about to rain.
All right, so we learned here that Jack the Ripper was a murderer. Now, a murderer is not something you want to, not a person you want to be around, but it's a person who kills other people. Because when you murdered someone, it means that you kill somebody else. So if you add ER to the end, murderer, it means a person who kills other people. And Jack the Ripper was a very, very scary and very, I would say, very kind of evil kind of murderer too.
Right. The article used the word twisted about him, which is an adjective. Now, literally, the word twisted means turned around or wrapped around something. When we use it about a person, and in this case about their mind, it means crazy or dark. So if someone is twisted, you know, crazy in a bad way. Another example of how we use this word could be, Tommy thought the horror movie had some really twisted scenes in it. And there was too much blood. Mm. So he didn't like it because he thought it was too gross,
basically. Too dark,
basically.
I would say twisted also is kind of like, oh, this person has very, very strange and kind of evil thoughts.
Sure.
We can kind of say that. If this person does not have very normal thoughts, we can say. All right, next in the article it says, there's also a touching letter written to U.S. President Nixon by an 8-year-old boy. Okay, so we also have not only scary things, but also really cool letters, really touching letters as well.
Sure. It talks about what's in the letter. It says, the writer encourages Nixon to recover from a cold by being good, taking his medicine, and eating vegetables.
Aww.
Yeah. That word recover that we just heard is a verb, and it means to get better. we recover from being sick or from some other bad situation. An example of how we use it might be, last year, Gina's business was doing badly, but this year, it's starting to recover.
So we see here we have a lot of really interesting letters. Letters from the Queen, letters from Jack the Ripper, and letters to the President. I think I'd be really interested in reading what people wrote to each other, and maybe it might inspire you to write letters to others as well. But let's take a look at the article. It says, Letters of Note has been translated into Chinese, and those who love letters will enjoy this amazing collection. So don't worry if you're thinking, oh no, I really want to read the letters, but it's all in English.
Right.
How will I understand? Don't worry. It's been translated to Chinese. When you translate something or when you translate a language, it means you change the words from one language to another one. Okay, so sometimes for example, Laura might translate a lot of things that we say in English to Chinese, so it's easier for you guys to understand. Now, we can also use translate in a sentence like this. We can say, can you translate this sentence from Japanese to Chinese? Okay, it means I want to change the words from Japanese to Chinese so I understand the meaning of it. And then we saw another vocabulary word here,
and the other vocab word was amazing, which is an adjective meaning really good, interesting, or cool. Basically, we use this word about something that makes us go, wow! An example might be, I'm glad I went on a trip to see the huge tower in Tokyo. It was amazing.
I agree. And I think this letter, the letters of note, would also be really amazing to see as well. It would be an amazing read if you are interested in learning about what famous people say or learning about different things. I think I might try to write a letter to someone because, yes, it is kind of fun to, you know, it is kind of fun to use nice handwriting to pick out your letter, to pick out your stationery, and to mail things out. So if you want to write a letter but you're stuck, you can also check this out. You could check out his blog, you can check out the book, and you can also try to write a letter to your friend or to your teacher or to whoever. All right, so we'll be right back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so we have our For You Chat question for today, and it says, which famous person would you like to read a letter from and why?
So, right.
You're still thinking, right?
I think I'm not really sure. What do you think?
I think I have an answer. I would love to actually receive a letter from the Queen of England. I think she's just so cute, and I would love to see, you know, something really formal, something really royal, you know, from the Buckingham Palace. I think it would be really interesting to receive a letter from the Queen, and I also hear she's kind of a very sassy woman, like she's actually kind of funny, so I would like to see you know, the British humor from the Queen, and to receive a royal letter. I would love to get a letter from Queen Elizabeth. Hopefully you can send me a letter. What about you? Have you thought about someone?
Oh, I'm still, I guess
the
I'm not really sure.
Think your favorite
maybe,
actor, musician?
Yeah, maybe an actor or a musician. Sometimes the president, sometimes not. You know.
Depending who the president is.
Right.
It would be nice to get a letter from Obama, to get some encouraging words from him.
That would be pretty cool.
I know a really good one. I know a lot of people, or a lot of students nowadays, like, you know, Korean boy bands like BTS.
Of course.
So you can write a letter to BTS, your favorite boy band, and maybe they might write a letter back. I know that some people do this, and famous people really, when they do have the time, they really might write you back, and it'd be really, really cool to receive a letter from them.
Exactly. Sometimes you do get a letter back.
Mm-hmm. So it's all right. Don't think that, you know, don't think, oh no, like I'm not going to receive anything if I write a letter. I think the point is you can just try. You never know if they really might reply you. And if they do, that'd be something great. It would be a really great thing to hang on to. You could even send a picture of it to Sean Usher for him to put on your blog. So that's even better for you guys. All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoy the article. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Alex.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Touching and emotional letters of note. After spending 4 years working on his blog, Usher decided to take things a step further. He chose a selection of the letters on Letters of Note and made them into a book of the same name. The book was published with the help of the crowdfunding site Unbound. Letters of Note was a big success, allowing Usher to publish two more books. One is a second collection of letters, the other, Lists of Note. Included in the first Letters of Note is a scary note written by Jack the Ripper. Jack's writing style and the words he used plainly show the murderer's dark and twisted mind. There is also a touching letter written to U.S. President Nixon by an 8-year-old boy. The writer encourages Nixon to recover from a cold by being good, taking his medicine, and eating vegetables. Letters of Note has been translated into Chinese, and those who love letters will enjoy this amazing collection.
Vocabulary Review. A selection of the famous artist's work is on display at the local museum. Collection. Ray has a huge collection of comic books, and many of them are older than he is. Plainly. Joan was plainly upset, but she did her best to control her feelings. Twisted. Shakespeare's play Richard III presents King Richard as a twisted and evil man. Recover. Lauren asked the doctor how long it would take her to recover from her broken leg. Amazing. That movie was so amazing that I want to see it again.